Good morning, Lee.
Good morning there, Tara.
Trump finally lays down the law. You know what's driving me nuts watching this?
What's that?
We have all of these liberals lying and the liberal media lying.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of the most, the biggest mischaracterizations of a situation I think I've ever seen in my entire journalism career. Trump's at war. He's gone crazy. He's out there, you know, doing these crazy things. He's boarding ships. He's gone nuts. We need Congress to you know, as you were just talking about in the news, Lee, we need Congress to rein him in and take it away, all of his powers. And he's a madman. He's like, he's Hitler. Okay, but what is Trump doing in Venezuela? This is why Marco Rubio gets so exasperated, Trump's Secretary of State, when they keep saying, well, he's our, yeah, are you at war? Are we at war? No, we're not. Trump is enforcing the sanctions Congress put on Iran and Russia and Venezuela with court orders. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that. Trump is finally enforcing the sanctions Congress, Democrats, Republicans, Joe Biden, Donald Trump himself, depending on, you know, what era they were passed in. These are sanctions everybody agrees on. They're not controversial. They passed with majority votes of both parties and were signed into law either by Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Again, sanctions against Venezuela, Iran, and Russia. Also, sanctions against China operating in our territory with oil. So what is going on here? There's a massive fleet of 1,000 ships. This was explained by the Wall Street Journal, buried deep down in the article. The massive fleet of 1,000 ships. And what Venezuela has turned into is an oil smuggling terminal for our enemies. The Biden regime allowed that to happen to prop up Khomeini and the mullahs in Iran. They then took a cut of the profits. I'm putting this all together for folks. Maybe we need Nick Shirley to do this. He seems to be the only one who could do journalism in America, Lee, besides maybe like your newsroom. maybe just Nick Shirley can make a video. It'll take him 5 minutes to explain what the mainstream media simply can't seem to put together. I don't think they want to. So what happens? I put it all together for you. To prop up the mullahs in Iran, because Democrats, the problem here is fundamentally that Democrats are in league with, are in very much in step with our enemies. They unfreeze the $100 billion from the illegal illicit sale of oil in violation of our sanctions. That keeps the mullahs in power. And a lot of people in Iran dead, murdered, and underfoot the way that Democrats like them. Since the time of Obama sending pallets of cash, which ended up being unwieldy in foreign denominations, down the runway to drop off to Iran. They had to find another way to do it. So now they've just unfrozen the money. The money from what? The illegal oil trade. Wait. Why is it illegal? We don't have the right to tell them. Well, we did. Congress passed it. It was signed. It was voted for. And then we ignored it. Why? Because the Democrats were letting Iran move this oil all over the world. They were moving it through the ports of Venezuela. Some of it got refined there and then shipped back out, all in violation of our sanctions. Democrats then unfroze the money and took a cut. Well, what do you mean, took a cut? We play the audio every day until someone in the national media gets it. John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitting, oh, of money comes back to the Democrat Party. Yeah, Iran pays for our street protests. You mean the ones where you spit on Jews and knock out 21-year-old beautiful young Jewish women in front of their parents, like those protests? Yeah, they're so much fun. We hate Jews, but we love the Iranian money.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
It's not all, so it's good. No, it's illegal. You can't launder the money back in to street protests. What you're seeing there is the full-on merger of the Democrat Party and the Iranian leadership. Trump said, to hell with this. I'm going to enforce our sanctions. But I'm going to do it legally, as he does everything else. So what does he get? Say it with me. It's in the Wall Street Journal article this morning. If you would like to read it yourself so you could explain to your liberal friends, and do speak slowly, okay? Because they got rocks for brains. Russia sends submarine to escort tanker the U.S. tried to seize off Venezuela. Well, Trump's a dictator. He went and took... Oh. There was a court order? Uh-huh. Well, you mean there was a court order for the skipper and the sentry? The first two ships we took? Mm-hmm. Why did Trump need a court order? Sanctions. He's enforcing them. Oh. Okay. Well, now we've got this wild situation, Lee. And this is going to be fun to watch. Because
I'll start the popcorn.
Yeah, really? No. Really, watch this. Because someone is about to finally do what I have been screaming. You will vouch for this, I know, to do. We're about to kick Russia's ass. Now, a lot of you are like, Terry, you never want to go to war with Russia. Well, no, not till we try it economically. We put sanctions on Russia, and then Joe Biden never enforced them.
Right. Yeah. Symbolism over substance.
So simple. And so Russia went from a fleet of about 16 of these illicit ships to over 1,000. Russia moves Iranian oil, which for processing into Venezuela, Russia moves its own oil. It is a massive operation.
It's called a ghost fleet.
Yes, yes, it's called a ghost fleet. So let me read to you from the Wall Street Journal. At the time, the U.S. began pursuing the tanker, which was then called the Bella One. It's the Russian tanker. It was a stateless vessel flying a false flag. Let me read. Subject to judicial seizure order. Subject to judicial seizure order, according to the White House. The U.S. had sanctioned the Bella One. Listen to what it was carrying. For kids, this is what you got. This is so obscure. I read so many articles on this. Only one of them even explained this. What was it carrying? The U.S. has sanctioned the Bella One for carrying black market Iranian oil, i.e. a Democrat profit center, on behalf of U.S. designated terrorist organizations aligned with Tehran. We got court orders. We got terrorist oil. We've got funding that props up the mullahs. And we've got everybody ignoring it. And quite frankly, Lee, America looking like a buffoon. They're not just defying the sanctions we pass, making them meaningless. They haven't just moved into Venezuela. They have a fleet of 1,000 of these. Mm-hmm. Okay? What do we have? What is going on here? While people on The View cry tears and say a war is going on. No, what is going on? Use this word. Blockade. 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 Well, Trump just went crazy in it. Oh, he's got a court order for that? Yes, he does. Well, where did he get the idea to blow it? Oh, it's in the sanctions as action we might take. Well, did Trump write the sanctions on Truth Social? No, Congress passed them. Oh. Okay. So what's going on right now is a test. Russia is now following that tanker with a sub, and they've painted a stupid little flag on the side, like really crudely.
Yes.
Like the kind of paint my kids have for school, yeah. You know?
Some poor guy on a rope with a spray can.
No, but practically, I think that's what he did. So we're pursuing them. We let them go initially, that one tanker. We were going to round them up. We were going to roll them up. But the Russian said, oh, wait, no, it's not flagless. It's ours. Yeah, see, we're registering it now. So you can't come after it. So this is a Russian provocation. It's a test of Trump to see, will Trump pursue it? The Trump military is saying it will. And we've got all kinds of assets right now deployed in the UK to allegedly go after it. The Russian sub is now shadowing it. So this is going to get to be very, very interesting to watch. It is finally a true confrontation with Russia. And let me tell you what, the liberal media, your liberal friends today, will have no idea this is going on, right? Because we were told Trump was Putin's puppet. But Trump is the only one to get in his face. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing here. You're not moving this anymore. If they shut this down, this is why, Lee, finally we're hearing that the mullahs and the Iranian leadership are considering a nice vacation, you know, in Russia, like a permanent one.
Yeah,
have you ever heard that before?
No.
What's changed besides the fact that they've got street riots? They can't put them down without oil. They need oil for their cars so they can run them over. They need oil for their tanks so they can kill them. They need oil. They need the money from the oil or they are cooked. Russia was moving it for them. China was moving it for them. Venezuela was helping them with between refining. And mostly they just will move it around on the ships to confuse things and then send it back out. So all those countries in violation of our sanctions at a international law-breaking level. You cut off that oil, and the mullahs, they just go move themselves to Russia. We don't even have to shoot them. We don't have to blow them up. They will take care of it for themselves. And we will have our credibility back. Now, does that sound like Trump going illegally to war with you? To you? Because it doesn't to me.
Nope.
Because they're not. Got that off my chest. This is driving me crazy. He's at war. No, he's not. This is the coolest thing I've watched in a long time.